Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review today's market activity. And to do that, we'll visit with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, it was stronger earlier in the week when there was some snow on the ground, at least here locally. But the snow went away and it seemed like the rally did too. Give us an update on where we ended the week compared to a week ago, first of all, Blake.
Yeah, we ended the week weaker. We were down across the board. May corn ended the week at 376.5. That was down 8.75. December new crop corn finished the week at 402.5. That was down 8.25. May beans were at 10.28.75, off 25.5 cents. November beans, 10.35. That was down 14.5. And new crop July Kansas City wheat finished off at 502. That was down 13 cents.
All right. So while we were lower for the week, you made mention that basis did improve a little bit this week, though, huh?
Yeah, basis improved in corn and beans. You got pretty good soy crush margins. Same with ethanol and crude. Had another solid week to new highs to improve that. I think corn popped up maybe about a nickel in places, and beans popped anywhere 10 to 15 cents in the Midwest.
All right, very good. So another big player in the futures has been the funds. They had been long for quite some time. What's the latest on the fund activity here, Blake?
Yeah, funds have been long. They've really pushed the market up. And then Friday was options expiration, and the week was kind of quiet. I think I told you that as far as news goes, you're kind of spread wide and thin. They seem to be liquidating going into May options expirations. The focus has been on weather. Forecast has gotten warmer and dried up where it needs to allow us to get some planting in. And then there's some improved chances of rain over the weekend for some drought-stricken areas. Trade negotiations are still going on, that NAFTA deal. Those are supposedly improving. China's still a tough go at it. They don't think they've done anything wrong, and that's just someone like that. It's hard to negotiate with. Demand has been good overall, but kind of slowed down this week. So to end the week, it was just not enough bullish inputs to keep the weather premium rally going.
All right. Of course, on Friday, too, we had a cattle on feed report from USDA. I know you follow cattle futures pretty close, too. So give us the summary of that report from yesterday.
It came in well within expectations. On feed came in at 107%. That was right in line. Placements were 91%. That was just barely higher, and marketings came in at 96%. You know, at face value, it looks like a neutral report, but placements have came in significantly higher for the last 6 to 8 months. I don't even know. It seems countless at this point. So those coming in line seems like a pretty bullish number. And then if you factor in the close we had on Friday, we rallied about a buck from where they were at after that settlement. So hopefully we can see some legs on Monday, get a rally going, especially after cash traded higher this past week and the board selling off midweek.
All right, very good. So let's just kind of wrap up our thoughts here. Look ahead. I know you've got the averaging contracts doing their work. What are some of the other keys that you'll be focusing on the grain side here moving forward?
I would say we're still friendly with corn despite the sell-off we had. We were able to take some profit on some call options we put on. We might look back to getting some of those on again. I kind of have 450s in my head just as an even round number. I bought a bunch of those 4 months ago for anywhere from 12 to 15 cents. You can get those on for about that same price. That seems like a good deal. And you can either use them, keep them on till harvest and hedge against them, or look to take some profits on it should we get another rally.
All right, very good. A lot of good thoughts. Appreciate the conversation. Have a good weekend, Blake. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, we've been visiting with Blake Kopitz at the ARC Group in Lincoln. More information, you can call him toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. That's a market recap. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.